Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Hi. At beautiful Gertrude C. Ford Center in beautiful Oxford, Mississippi. The center of the universe. The Little Easy, whatever you want to call it, we're here. And I'm looking for someone to play this What Do You Know quiz now. And, okay, come on. Because you are the future of America. You personally. Come down this way, dear. And I'll meet you there. We'll find out if you qualify, but I don't see how you couldn't. No one has never not qualified. So they, and your name is?
Cecile.
Cecile?
Yes.
Dear?
Good.
And what grade are you in?
Sixth
grade. How's that going so far?
Good.
That's great because this show is at a sixth grade level. So
really?
Yes. We try to make it that way. Can you give me one good reason why you'd like to play the quiz?
Because you picked me.
Because I picked her. What a beautiful reason. Come on, Cecile, follow me. Walk this way. Or don't walk this way. Any way you want. And we'll head up here. Cecile. Okay. We're getting towards the stage right now. It's a bit of a walk here. Around the Gertrude Ford stage. Cecile, though. There you go. Sit there. Ignore all the liquor, please. I'll put it away here so you won't even be thinking about it.
I'll take care of that.
What? All right. Okay. Take that, would you? Hold it for me, would you? Don't drink out of it. Okay. Okay, Clyde. Nice symbols, Clyde. All right. Here we go. Here. Cecile? Yes?
Sir?
How are you?
Good.
Good. And what school do you go to?
Lafayette.
Did they have a football game last night?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. You're in sixth grade, and anybody you want to say hello? Any teacher you want to get score some points with? Now you can mention them right now.
Well, I have seven teachers, so.
I know, but there's one probably that could do you some good. You know, science teacher or an English teacher or nobody, huh?
No.
Okay. Any friends you want to shout out to? Because they're not listening, of course. Just...
Well, there's like Sarah Lucy's in the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but she's here already. Okay, that's good. And so, I mean, what do you like about school in sixth grade?
Seeing people. Most of the friends I made, mm-hmm. I've seen at school.
Okay. So it's just social. Have any subjects you like, though?
My favorite subject is social studies.
Uh-huh. What are you learning now?
We're learning about the elections, the presidential election.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That's interesting to you. You think maybe you'll go into politics or into...
Maybe.
Yeah. What other choices? Do you do any sports or any music or anything like that?
I play tennis, and
oh, do you? Oh,
I play violin.
You do?
And I'm in Oxford Children's Choir and also in Lafayette Middle School Choir.
Oh, is there anything you don't do? That's amazing. Congratulations on doing all that.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Cecile.
Yeah.
I don't know if I spelled that right, but it's
probably
close.
Probably not.
No. Someone out there plays along with you. What is that number they would call?
That number is 662-281-9994.
Yeah. Okay, let's hope this one works. We know it's not your fault. That's the important thing. Here's the question. I know. I can't use that same one there. That didn't work last time. All right. How can you defeat the roving parking cameras on the square? You know, they got these cameras that go around on little vehicles or whatever, and they take pictures of license plates. I want to know some way of defeating the cameras. Not that you would do this. Let's go to the phones right now and find out if they can tell us how to defeat the cameras. Would you rub Vaseline on your plates? You know, there's something that's got to work. Let's go to Vassar in Peoria. Hey, Vassar.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
I'm marvelous.
Marvelous. That's good. That's really good. Vassar. They got these, cameras that go around and read your license plates. Is there any way you can stop them from doing that?
Put a cover over your license plate.
Put a what?
A cover.
Put a cover over your license plate. Why didn't I think of that? That's excellent. Passer. That is so good. Another way is they say they have trouble reading specialty plates because they're too elaborate or something like that. So just a tip, I'll tell you that. But I think cover is just as good as anything, and we'll take that, Pastor. How are you? Pretty good, then?
I'm real good.
What are you doing today?
Actually, I'm getting ready to go get a haircut.
You're getting a haircut?
Yep, I got to get a haircut, and I got to go to a deacons and trustees meeting.
Okay, that's good, but do you really need the haircut? It looks okay to me from here.
It's radio.
Hey, you know, you're lucky you still need to get a haircut. Look at me. I can go for months without one. Vassar, this is Cecile. She's your partner. She's in sixth grade, and she's very smart, so you got a good partner here.
Hello, Cecile.
Hi.
I'm glad you're in sixth grade because I won't know any answers.
Okay, so we got it all covered then, I guess. All the answers and none of the answers. The two of you work as a team. We have various categories, and what are they?
They are
Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Vassar, let you pick the first one. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
Okay. Who was the first and only Confederate ambassador to Russia?
Really?
Was it Augustus Longstreet, L.Q.C. Lamar, or Archie Manning?
Cecile, I don't think it was Archie Manning.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. So it's between Longstreet and L.Q.C. Lamar, all the streets they're named after. Not all the streets. Lamar, I guess.
Lamar.
You're saying Lamar? You're saying Lamar?
Sure.
Yes, he was. That's right. Excellent. Oh, boy, we're on a roll already. He was ambassador to Russia.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Cecile?
Science.
Science? Is this a good subject for you?
Yeah, it's my second favorite.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, good. Monogamy. You know monogamy? That's where...
Oh, Lordy.
Well, I can't really... I wish I could explain it to you, but it makes no sense to me. That's in nature when a male and a female mate in any sort of species, and they stay with that one mate.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's okay to you. Monogamy occurs in nature. Why? Is it because of bad past experiences? It's often confused with monotony. Or to prevent the young from being eaten. This would
to
be
prevent
so...
the young from being eaten.
Okay, Vassar, yeah.
I'll go with that.
Yes, that's right. We would eat our young otherwise if we weren't married to the same woman all these years. Actually, you would.
That's two right and zero wrong.
You'd confuse them with a food substance, I think. And so
the categories
left?
Remaining are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Vassar, back to you.
Current events.
What time is your meeting? Are we holding you up?
No, it's at 1 o'clock.
Okay, you got time. Because the haircut could take time, though, right?
But actually, I have a number, so I should be able to get right in.
Okay, that's cool. All right, this is around here, actually. The sign was shot full of holes, glass bottles inserted in the holes, and decorated like a Christmas tree with trash hanging from it. What had the sign said on Highway 139? Okay, so there's a sign on County Road 139 down here. The sign was shot full of holes, first of all. Glass bottles were stuck in the holes, and it was decorated like a Christmas tree with trash hanging from it. What had the sign said to deserve that treatment?
I'm clueless.
Bad things.
Okay. Now, collected all his trash and so forth. Might have been a reaction to that.
Politics.
Sign said politics. Okay, well, I guess. It said no littering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some people apparently resented that.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Okay, so that would be...
That would be two right and one wrong.
Okay, you still get it. What's left there?
People, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Is it Cecile's turn? Yes? Yes.
Yes.
What would you
odds
like?
And ends.
Odds and ends. All right. Where is the center of the universe?
The universe doesn't have a center.
Okay, there's that. But if it did...
I believe it's a black hole.
Okay, it is, but if it weren't, a place sometimes referred to as the center of the universe. I'm not
Peoria,
saying...
Illinois.
Okay, but if it weren't Peoria, might it be somewhere else? Somewhere that we are.
Our universe, Earth.
Okay, if we narrow that down a little more. The Earth that we're on right now, this postage stamp of the Earth.
United States.
Okay, smaller. You know, maybe down here somewhere where we are right now in this place here, you know.
Ford Center?
Bigger, a little bigger, a little bigger.
Mississippi.
Okay, so smaller.
Oxford?
Oxford! Oh! You win!
Cecile, you've won a plethora of Southern Foodways Alliance items, including issues of Gravy, films of Joe York, a community cookbook volume from the New Encyclopedia of Southern Culture, and much more from the Center for the Study of Southern Culture. Then show your Ole Miss pride with a ball cap, fleece blanket, and four drinking glasses with the Ole Miss logo. And explore the real Deep South with Ace Atkins, Broken Places, and Joe Curran's Pickles, Pigs, and Whiskeys recipes for my three favorite food groups, all from Oxford Square Books. Vassar, your prize package begins with a basket of all-natural handcrafted soaps like mint julep, patchouli lavender, and hot toddy soap from Cypress Lake Soap. And then read Chancellor Robert Kayette's The Education of a Lifetime from Oxford Square Books. And enjoy the Ford Center's custom blend coffee. This is Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? It's produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colwell.
Thank you, Oxford.
RI, Public Radio International.